very, 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 very late, dominating, of course, the game there, 12-0 early on, and then 25-3 at half-time. But overall, the boys were able to pull me out of the fire. But great clash here as the two countrysides motored, isn't it?
Yeah, it was a great, it was a really good game. First half, especially, we played particularly well. Second half, a few mistakes came into the game, a few penalties, which interrupted or disrupted our play, I guess.
And what about the two games overall? You're pretty happy with the way you were treated there by New South Wales Country Rugby and the game you got against the New South Wales side as well. How did you feel about that?
Yeah, it was a really good campaign, actually. Particularly the game against the New South Wales development teams. First time our boys had got together and they performed really well, won one game and almost should have won the second game. And then today was like the icing on the top, with a victory today. So that was a really positive campaign for us.
Who are some of the players we can look out for in the future out of this particular team?
Oh, that's a really good question. I think a lot of the players stood out, particularly there was outside centre, Caleb Gerard. Had a great game today, and he also played really strongly in Sydney. Back row, Lachlan Parrish, Riley Wilson, Cade Robinson were also really strong, and they're from all over the place. So Central Coast, Newcastle, far north coast. So that's sort of a good example of where pulling the players from everywhere, gelling in a really short space of time.
Yeah, well, you've got some young talent too with Luke Greaves, of course, from Singleton, and also Josh Walker from Moree that are going to come up in the future. Now,
exactly.
We remove one hat and we put on another. Enormous congratulations, man, of course. Central West Sevens winning the title there in the girls. Must be a fantastic effort to be able to get the job done at the country championships. Or an inaugural coach for the inaugural time we've had Sevens for women's.
Yeah, that was really exciting. Obviously, first time. A really good group of girls, and they were really keen and improved heaps as the tournament went on, to the point where by the time we got to the grand final, they played Newcastle. It's the first time they've beaten Newcastle in a grand final. They've played them in a grand final lots of times in 15s, but never actually beaten them. So they were very happy.
Well, of course, you've got a great leader there in Inga Vessa from Cowra Eagles, of course, and a lot of the crew down there are part of it as well. And where do you see the growth in women's rugby there in the Central West? Is it going to come out of Dubbo? Because we've seen some great results out of Dubbo. But also, of course, Coonabarabran and the under-16s just recently through the schools.
That's interesting you say that. Like we actually had no players in the Central West team from Dubbo. Most of our players came from further south. So we had girls from Cowra, West Wylong. In fact, the player of the tournament, Shana Stevens, came from West Wylong, so that was a real strength for us and for Central West as well, having a girls sevens team competition, in their one team competition, that what used to be the President's Cup.
Of course, what we need to see now is maybe a bit more promotion for it. I understand that sevens is very cool and fashionable at the moment, but we've got to try and convert that into 15s. How can we do that from a point of view? Do we need to have more assistance for Choppy and also, of course, Gus? And do we need to see more of the sevens players coming out and playing? Because that Friday night stuff in Dubbo will produce fruit eventually.
Yes, that's right. And I think it's a matter of trying to organise the women's competition so that you can actually bring the girls that only play sevens at the moment and the girls that only play 15s at the moment, to bring them together at different times of the year, maybe like once a month, have a gala day where the two different competitions come together and play maybe 10s, maybe 15s, depends.
All this success, have you been looked after at all by New South Wales Rugby or New South Wales Country Rugby? And would you like to see a bit more of a boost for your sort of coaching career as far as training and opportunities to work with fellas like Tim Walsh and also Andy Friend?
Just being involved in this has been really positive. And being around the Cockatoos coaches, and they've been really supportive. And with Chris Coleman as well, it's been a really positive thing for me. That's probably the most important.
Well, Gregory, it's fantastic. Great to see you've got great success at the back end. Also, of course, success with the Central West women's side. You can never, ever be stopped as the fact that you're the first ever coach of a country women's side that won the seven-a-side. And when we see some of your girls move through and play for the Olympics, that's where the real gold's going to be, isn't it?
Yeah, that'll be fantastic.